Welcome to the Kosafa Show with Mark Gleason and Nick Say.
Welcome to this latest episode of the Kosafa Show, where we chat to Angola coach Pedro Gonçalves as he prepares to defend the Hollywood Bets Kosafa Cup title his side won in 2024 when they ended a 20-year wait for the trophy. It's an incredibly busy 6 months for Palancas Negras as they compete in Mangwang from June 4 to 15 and also take part in the Total Energies CAF Chan finals in August and the Total Energies CAF Africa Cup of Nations finals in Morocco at the end of the year. They're also still involved in the qualifiers for the 2026 FIFA World Cup. Gonçalves is currently the longest serving national team coach in African football, having been in his post since 2019, and he's worked in the country for the past decade. He gives us his insight into the team and the current state of Angolan football.
So, Coach, yes, first of all, thank you very much for joining us. Just your preparations for the Kosafa Cup happening in Bloemfontein starting next week?
Well, we already started the camp on the last Monday. It's the previous week because half of the team is not available to in the moment to be here. But anyway, it's important for us to start the works. For me, it's a pleasure to work also, not only thinking about Kosafa, but we are also being the final phase of Chan. And it's an opportunity with competitive matches to prepare the September qualifying for World Cup. So in thinking about all the competitions we have, so we plan that camp and Kosafa tournament to prepare all that tournaments we have to in front.
And coach, how nice is it for you as a coach to have 2-3 weeks with your players? Because normally you only have a few days before matches. You don't really have an opportunity to work on too much tactically. So do you see this Kosafa as a real opportunity to do some different kind of work?
Yes. We were once together. Do you remember, Mark?
Yes, at the workshop.
In the Kosafa workshop. And I said that for my colleagues, my national colleagues from other nations, that if it's important all of us improve Kosafa Cup and give importance to Kosafa Cup. I think it's wonderful for that region in Africa have that competition. So if everybody thinking try to develop the competition, is wonderful, because it's the other parts of Africa, I think they want it, but they don't get it, that kind of tournaments. So it's wonderful we have that opportunity. It's a big window for everybody. Usually we think for Kosafa like a players surrounding the main team. Sometimes players with low caps in the main team try to debut in Kosafa. But that time, because Kosafa plan in the FIFA dates, we thinking about the opportunity to change competitive matches by friendly matches. So yes, I'm very, very happy with that opportunity. I hope Bloemfontein be ready with good stadiums, good pitches for practice, good accommodations. And once again, we have good expectations about that tournament.
And coach, you obviously come into the tournament as defending champions. You led Angola to their first CASAFA Cup in 20 years last year. And you start with a repeat of last year's final, with your first game against Namibia, and then obviously this awesome Malawi and Lesotho in the pool. Just your thoughts on the group and your thoughts on coming in as defending champions.
Yes, well, it's for us, it's strange, it's not usual being the competition to defend the champions, but I think we are ready to think about that. And for sure, our thoughts, it's once again the champion of the for the in the region, and it's very important. We climbed a lot in the last year. It's not only about conquer the last edition of CASAFA. We climbed. We were the national team who climbed more in the FIFA ranking. In 2024, it's strange, but we made a wonderful performance all the year because we were the national team with more official wins in all year. So for us is a big motivation. And now it's a question about everything start again, and we must be very strong to prove that it's not occasion to win the tournament, but we are growing and we want to be one of the most powerful countries in football in that region.
And I presume, coach, that you have the same ambitions for CHAN, because you should be one of the strongest teams for that tournament in August.
Well, in CHAN, it's also a lunch tournament, because CHAN is a middle of the process, okay? It's not in a handing a goal to achieve, but is important to achieve big goals. And last season, a lot of inside players, local players, have chances to be for other countries to play, most part in Europe, and for us is very important, because they now have that experience in high level, and I think it's very good to push for everybody inside home, because nowadays the players feel, okay, be a footballer, it's an opportunity of life. And we have a lot of good examples. And when I think for CHAN, is wonderful. And CAF had my applause about that competition, because the most part of national teams in Africa have the players away from Africa. So it's very important that window of opportunity for local players. In the moment, the truth is we lost a lot of players in the last seasons. So maybe we are not in that precisely moment the most powerful national team in CHAN, but it's a window for of opportunity for young players and some of other players who work a lot in him's career to achieve the high level. So yeah, we have a good expectation also, but we have our feet in the ground in that competition, because we also with in the group A with strong teams, with strong leagues as RDC, Morocco, Zambia, and guest national team Kenya. So we'll be very strong, but the better part, we know that we have in front four strong international matches to develop our players, our local players. Then We will see.
I guess, Coach, this CASAFA Cup gives you a bit of a window to look at the other teams that are competing in the CHAN. I'm sure Zambia will bring most probably their CHAN squad to this CASAFA tournament, locally based players. Obviously, Madagascar are there. Well, they're not in your group, but you might come across them during the tournament. South Africa also. As a coach, it's also good not to just be able to test your own players, but also to look at the opposition.
Yes, as I said, any national team has him plan, okay? Different perspectives, because the different federation have different financial plans, have different plans to develop the players. For us, because we have no chance to have a FIFA date with the main team and also a second team in CASAFA, we have no chance to that, unfortunately. I know that South Africa, I think Mozambique, maybe Zambia have that chance, but for us, by the moment, is impossible. So, as I said, we must be thinking as a mix. Sure, a lot of the big names of Angola will be not in the list, but we feel that other players also keep it for the main team will be there with local players, with the young players, and everyone has a plan to be in the national team. So when I look for the national team, I look for all. That's why in that camp we have four players from the last U17 national team who were in AFCON, last AFCON. We also have a lot of players from U20, and this is the plan. Try to push for each age, local players, abroad players, but we have a plan for everybody, and each one have an individual plan to develop and to do him best for our cause.
And then obviously, Coach, the big excitement will be the end of the year at the Cup of Nations. You had such a wonderful tournament in Cote d'Ivoire, maybe a little bit unlucky to lose to Nigeria in that quarterfinal. I mean, it's a long time away, and you've still got CASAFA, you've got CHAN, you've still got to finish the World Cup qualifiers, but how much is the Cup of Nations in your head already 6 months away?
Yes, well, right now the expectations are very high, very high. Everybody in Angola, and not only in Angola, the Angolans by the world, everybody are very excited about. So each one have a big expectation about the national team. Unfortunately, sometimes we have not the best conditions. The FA work a lot to give us the best they can give to us, but sometimes it's hard. Anyway, we are growing step by step, and we want to be in the next AFCON and try to improve our performance. I have my feet on the ground. I know it will be very difficult. We are in the group with Egypt, South Africa, big national teams in Africa, even Zimbabwe, more or less like us. And well, let's try to improve our performance, but I know the expectations is very high, and we need to work hard to improve our performance.
And Coach, if you look at your overseas-based players, you touched on them earlier. Are you happy with the progress that they're making at their clubs?
Well, we are usually a mix of age in national team. Usually we have our experienced players, but not so many. Usually play in our lineup about 2-3, sometimes one player above the 13 years, and a lot of players with 22, 23. So the median age usually is around 24, 25 years old. And the main idea is be competitive by the moment and in the future, in 3-4 years, we have conditioned to be part of the best countries in football in Africa. Sure, that young boys who play it right now, part of them in Europe, we have Zito in Cagliari, we have Zini, actually belongs to AEK Athens, Mwanza, Maestro in Turkish League, Domingos be part of FC Porto, Portugal, so Benny, one of the biggest biased from Vitória Guimarães in Portugal, and other ones are coming, even Capita. All of that six boys become from our U17 national team. We went in the World Cup. Even Capita, actually in Poland, and it was one of the best players in that league this season. So yes, the players and the young players are in progress, and I feel more 3-4 years, and if we keep the plan, if we keep working hard, everybody together, we have chance to be part of the biggest nation in Africa.
Coach, as you know, working in African football is a very risky business and not with much career longevity. You are 6 years now in your job as national coach. I'm sure many coaches in Africa want to ask you, what is the secret to keeping your job?
Well, my purpose. And I think my devotion. When I look for my career, in 29 years of career, I work only in 4 clubs and an FA. So only in almost 13 years of career. So I think that seems something about my personality and my way of life. And I'm in 10 years in Angola and 7 with FA, almost 6 with Palancas Negras. And it's a proud for me to say, actually, I'm the national coach in more time, with more time in Africa. It's not usually, for me, it seems something. Seems the relationship I created with the country, with the players, and I enjoyed a lot my job. I'm absolutely involved. I'm not only involved for competitions. It's never been my thinking always, my thoughts always think about the develop of football and the players, the big talents Angola have. So yeah, for me it's a big proud to say that, and my relationship with the country, I feel it's my second home, so I'm absolutely involved.
And coach, if we just look at the domestic game in Angola, in the Girobola and whatnot, in your 7 years with the FA, 6 with the national team, how have you seen that league develop? Is it getting stronger in your eyes?
Well, there is a plan to put that league stronger. Unfortunately, in 10 years I'm being in Angola, the league decreased a lot. Yeah, unfortunately I say that, and everybody feels that. The new board, FA new board, are thinking a lot about that. They care about, and they are promoting a league. I don't know if they had chance to push from the league for next season, but there is a plan. There is a plan. There is a schedule to develop the professional league. So I think it will be very important, because Angola have a lot of talents, but the conditions, the facilities are very low by the moment. We have a wonderful stadium, national stadium, with a good pitch, but the others are very poor at the moment. So It's a structural point of view we must to develop, and I know that the new board of FA are very, very involved to promote our domestic league.
And obviously it must be important to do well in the African club competitions for the big teams like Petro and Primeiro Agosto, etc.
Sure. Petro, unfortunately, the league last seasons are not so competitive. Petro create a very good environment. It's a very professional club and a very good structure. But unfortunately, the Primeiro de Agosto fall a lot. Now, the new board of Primeiro de Agosto are do a lot of efforts to push from the bottom the club fall. They qualified this year for the Mandela's Cup, the Confederation Cup. So this is the beginning of the new journey, I hope. And it's very important to have Primeiro de Agosto strong from our league, because actually Petro has no rivals inside home. Sure, Sagrada Esperança is a nice structure. Even Williet, they are coming, they are growing, but very far from Petro, actually, inside home. So my thoughts is next season, clubs like Primeiro de Agosto, Sagrada, even Williet, Interclub are close, working hard to close the gap for Petro, because Petro actually is a structure, very professional and very high level inside home.
That's it for another episode of the Kasafa Show. We look forward to your company next time. You can listen to more of our podcasts on our YouTube channel, Spotify and iTunes, and also get the latest news from the Southern African region and beyond at www.kasafa.com.